This liberal doxy must be impaled upon the member of a particularly large stallion, Ignatius mumbled furiously.
What? What's that, boy?
Ignatius, a very bad crack-up is on the way. You must do something. Even volunteer work at a hospital would snap you out of your apathy, and it would probably be non-taxing on your valve and other things. Get out of that womb house for at least an hour a day. Take a walk, Ignatius. Look at the trees and birds. Realize that life is surging all around you. The valve closes because it thinks it is living in a dead organism. Open your heart, Ignatius, and you will open your valve. If you are having any sex fantasies, describe them in detail in your next letter. I may be able to interpret their meaning for you and help you through this psychosexual crisis you are having. When I was at college, I told you many times that you would undergo a psychotic phase of this sort. I thought you might be interested in knowing that I've just read in Social Revulsion that Louisiana has the highest illiteracy rate in the U.S. Come out from under the mess before it's too late. I really don't mind what you wrote about the lecture. I understand your condition, Ignatius. The members of my group therapy group are all following your case with interest. I have told it to them chapter by chapter, beginning with the paranoid fantasy, adding certain background commentaries. And they are all rooting for you. If I were not so busy with the lecture, I would take off on a long overdue inspection tour and come to see you personally. Hold on until we meet again. M. Minkoff.
Ignatius folded the letter violently. Then he rolled the folded Macy's bag into a ball and heaved it into the garbage pail. Mrs. Riley looked at her son's reddened face and asked,
"What that girl wants? What she's doing nowadays?"
"Myrna is preparing to bray at some unfortunate Negro. In public."
"Ain't that awful? You sure pick up with fine friends, Ignatius. Them colored people already got it hard, boy. They got a hard road, too. Life's hard, Ignatius. You'll learn."
"Thank you very much,"
Ignatius said in a businesslike manner.
"You know that poor old colored lady sells them pralines in front of the cemetery? Oh, Ignatius, I really feel sorry for her. The other day I seen her wearing a little cloth coat full of holes, and it was cold out. So I says to her, I says, 'Hey, honey, you gonna catch your death of cold wearing that little cloth coat full of holes?' And she says,
'Please!'"
Ignatius shouted furiously. "I am not in the mood for a dialect story."
"Ignatius, listen to me. That lady's pitiful, yeah. She says, 'Oh, I don't mind the cold, sugar. I'm used to it.' Ain't that brave?"